You are listening to Canecast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kane Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Jordan Greenhouse, Managing Director with Kane Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Craig Thrasher, Portfolio Manager of the Kane Anderson Rudnick International Small Cap Strategy. Craig, first of all, thank you for taking the time to speak with our listeners today.
Hello, Jordan. Happy to be here.
With all the increased volatility and uncertainty in the marketplace, we're looking forward to hearing your perspective and how you're managing the strategy.
Well, it goes without saying that the coronavirus is having a widespread impact on virtually every business throughout the world. The only real question is how much of an impact? And I would say that obviously depends on the industry. And some of the hardest hit industries obviously would be anything related to travel and hospitality. That would include restaurants, hotels, exhibitions. Obviously, the airlines and aerospace have all been had significant disruption. Retail's also been very hard hit in the geographies that have been most impacted recently. But as I said, I think pretty much all industries, there's obviously going to be a select few areas that are going to benefit. But for the most part, I would say all industries are going to be impacted. And we've talked to a number of companies in recent weeks. And as of right now, it's actually very difficult to come up with a precise estimate of how much of an impact there's going to be, because we really just don't know how long we're going to be dealing with the current challenges that we're going through. I would say in terms of geographies, right now where we're seeing the biggest impact is clearly in the U.S. and a number of countries in Western Europe are going through the most difficult times right now. In Asia, speaking about China, which everybody knows is where the virus started, and they were the first ones to go through what we're going through. It actually started in January, so only a little over a couple months ago, and things are already really starting to return to normal in China a little more than 2 months after the beginning of the virus. And I guess one example of that, the CEO from Starbucks recently said that 95% of the restaurants that were closed during the pandemic have already reopened. So they're starting to see business go back to more normal conditions. And in countries like Japan and South Korea, they seem to have managed to keep the virus relatively contained without having the significant shutdowns that we're going through right now. So those areas have been in Asia have been relatively insulated from some of the worst parts of the pandemic.
What are you seeing in the current market environment, and how is this impacting the businesses that you own?
Looking at our portfolio specifically, we do have some companies that have really direct exposure and are going to have some pretty significant business disruption as a result of the coronavirus. I think probably the biggest example would be CTS Eventim, which is a company listed in Germany, but they do business all over Europe. They're the largest ticketing company in Europe. And, you know, as everybody knows, basically all large events, including concerts and anything that people would be using CTS to buy tickets for, are being canceled. And so clearly this is going to be a tough year for them. The good news is that CTS has a incredibly strong balance sheet. They have no debt, and they have several hundred millions of euros in cash on the balance sheet. So we think that they're going to be able to weather this difficult year and come back in a very strong competitive position when things do return to normal, whenever that happens to be. We have some other large holdings that have been long-term holdings that they're not as directly impacted as somebody like CTS, but a couple holdings like Auto Trader, which is the largest automotive marketplace in the UK, and Rightmove, the largest real estate portal in the UK. Those industries have obviously been negatively impacted with the shutdown. People are not buying cars, people are not buying real estate. And in recent weeks, those companies have both come out and taken steps to proactively reduce the pricing for their customers. So in the case of Auto Trader, their customers are used car dealers, basically, and they've announced that for now they're not going to charge for April, and that's probably going to continue into future months as long as this current situation is still in place. Rightmove, who their customers are real estate agents, obviously struggling right now as well. They've announced a 75% reduction in their subscription fees for the next 4 months. So this is obviously going to have a negative impact in the short term on those businesses. But again, the companies are very, very strongly positioned, very highly profitable, and very strong balance sheets. So we think that there's not going to be an issue for them to weather this downturn, even if it happens to last for several quarters into the future. We feel great about the businesses that we own. We think that they are certainly strong enough to get through this. And we think that the valuations after the recent sell-off that we've seen are very attractive.
Craig, what risks in the market should investors be most focused on? And how are you managing that risk within the portfolio?
I would say the biggest risk that we're focused on right now, but this is not something that we're just focusing on now, this is something that we're always focused on, is the quality of the businesses that we own and the financial strength of those businesses to weather the difficult times that we're going through without having, I mean, particularly without having to, say, access the capital markets, which might be pretty difficult right now, or face other financial strain. I mean, there's certainly some companies out there that because they don't have the financial wherewithal to get through these difficult times, there's many companies out there that are going to be facing a real prospect of bankruptcy. So this isn't something that we're just looking at now. Every time we're looking at a new investment or current investments that we own, we place the priority on buying companies that have the ability to withstand difficult times, both from a competitive standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint. So we own companies that have strong balance sheets, low capital intensity. They're generally very highly profitable and they have more variable costs. And all of those things really are the kinds of things that you want to own in these kinds of environments. So that's always been our primary risk management tool, and that continues to be our primary risk management tool, which is owning great companies that are strongly positioned competitively and also strong financially.
While none of us have a crystal ball, what are your expectations moving forward?
We clearly don't have a crystal ball here. All we can do is try to think about the range of outcomes and what are the most likely outcomes here. And there's different impacts, you know, that we could kind of speculate on what's going to happen. You have the virus itself and the economic impact from the virus, and then you have the markets. How are they going to react to how things develop? And I think, obviously, trying to predict what's going to happen in the market over the short term is always an impossible task. But we can just look at the virus itself and the economic impact and see what are the range of outcomes that are possible. I'd say a best case scenario would be that we follow the timeline of China, which, as I mentioned earlier, from the onset of the spreading of the virus to kind of getting back to the economy starting up and working more normally, it was a little over 2 months. So I would say that would be a best case scenario. But obviously there's no guarantees that would happen. And in fact, I'd say if I was going to guess, looking at how things have been developing in places like the US and Spain and Italy, I think it's unlikely that we follow that path where everything is back to business as usual or starting to get back to business as usual within 2 or 3 months. I think it's going to be several months before that happens. And I think that that's the way we're thinking about it. And so we want to make sure that we have businesses that are capable of withstanding this current environment for many months and maybe even quarters into the future. I guess obviously a worst case scenario would be that this drags on for several quarters to years and then that it causes a significant economic recession and potentially even a depression. I think the depression angle is probably much less likely, but we always have to be prepared for all outcomes. And so the way we do that is, again, as we always stress, having great businesses with really strong balance sheets and companies that we believe can withstand any market shocks that are coming down the road.
Any advice for investors in the current market environment?
So I guess the first piece of advice that I would give people is when you think about your stock holdings, don't think about them as a piece of paper that's fluctuating in price by 5, 10, 15, 20% per day. I think that can have a difficult psychological impact on people. If you think about it more as owning a partial ownership in a business, and you know, if that business has the wherewithal to survive and thrive on the other side of the impact of this virus, then the long-term economic value of those businesses hasn't really changed much as a result of what we're going through right now. But market prices are changing rapidly. And like I said, that can have a strange psychological impact. Stock prices are somewhat unique in the sense that they're one of the few things that people feel more comfortable buying as the prices are going higher, and they feel less comfortable owning them as prices are buying them as prices are going down. But as I said, if the long-term value of your business has not changed much and you own companies that are financially strong, I think you should feel better about your portfolio now. And certainly we feel better about our portfolio now than we did 2 or 3 months ago, because we own the same great businesses with strong balance sheets, the ability to withstand these difficult times, but we own them at significantly lower prices. And we think, as we look at our portfolio today, the prospective returns, as we look out over a 5-10 year period, which is how we look at our investments, we think that our portfolio looks very attractive in terms of the prospective returns, and certainly much better than it did 2 or 3 months ago. So I would say, in summary, I think it's important to remain as rational as you can in these times, which can be difficult. People, a lot of times when markets are moving this rapidly, tend to make much more emotional decisions. And I would say it's important to try to be as logical as you can as you approach these things, and not just have knee-jerk reactions to these violent market swings.
Craig, thank you again for taking the time to provide your insights to our Canecast listeners. Have a nice day.